Activate!
Form right, of a decent show. Form of a bucket of water.
Woo!
Curse sploosh. Pearl.
Sploosh. Yes, that's dirty. I'm sorry.
Wonder sploosh powers activate.
I know.
Sorry, that was last night.
That was... That's a good thing. You dirty boy.
So have they ever, do you think the Wonder Twins have ever not done anything dirty with each other, but used the other one as a tool in a...
Then yes, that is that.
But they didn't have sex with each other.
Oh, like someone else was involved?
Yeah, it's... Like a threesome? It's not really a threesome, because one of them would just be a sex toy.
It's not a threesome, because there's no penetration.
One of them would just be a sex toy, so it would just be two people and a sex toy.
Well, I mean, if it's the girl and she's using the guy, and it's with another girl, I mean, he's just going to be a strap-on.
Oh, shit, he's going to be a double-sided strap-on. That's not good for anybody.
Yeah, well, it's good for him.
I mean, I've seen how he transforms. And no, it's not good for him. It's his twin sister.
Hey!
A talking double-sided dildo. It's got to be the worst.
It's so disgusting. Gross. Alright. Man, that was awful.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good opener. Pretty good opening monologue. We'll work on it in post.
We're not going to edit this.
Come back at 15.
And we out. If you don't want to hear this, just jump like 5 minutes
So, if you guys didn't notice, there's only two of us this week.
Yeah, it's just me and Dylan.
We just decided to shake it up. Or, more reasonably, nobody else responded. I think Travis's mic's broken. Landon is... I think he still has Pax Plague.
Yeah.
He's still sick, which I surprisingly was not. And Marco is just AFK. I think he said he wouldn't
he's
be free
also sick.
Anyway. So.
Yeah, he's also sick, too.
Ugh. So many sick people.
I know. God, what's wrong with you guys?
I mean, hey, I would have had an excuse. I was at a convention with 24,000 people, so... Or 12,000? I don't remember the ticket sales.
I'm sure it's a few than just more than just 12. I'm sure it's like
yeah,
20,
based
50.
On what I saw, yeah. but this show must go on, as Freddie Mercury once said.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for telling, say Freddie Mercury, because that just made my heart go.
But this is a video game podcast, and I have played. A lot of video games.
Me too! Wait, yes.
Well,
me too.
DLC counts as video games.
Yes.
So, you want to go first? You might not have as much to talk about.
Well, let's see. I think I'm getting close to the end of Witcher.
That's a pretty big game, I think. You never know with that game.
God, it's like, I thought like... This one fight was the end. We're like, yes, done, woo, finally. Nope. Okay, then we're going to go do this one. Woo, nope.
Nope, nope, nope.
And then I'm like, maybe I'm finally getting to the fucking end. And I'm like, ugh. And then they're like, oh, guess what, DLC in a month. And I'm like,
hey,
no.
We got an expansion and this crap ton of free DLC I've seen.
Yeah, the free DLC, one of the free ones, glitched out on me.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's the one, what was it? It's one where, like, all of these, like...
Townspeople are pigs?
No, I finished that one. That one's fine for me. Okay. No, it's the one where, like, you go to Skellige, and then there's, like, there's a monster attack, and you're like, well, this guy was, like, dead of old age, and this horse eye's dead, too. And then someone tries to, like, throw a boulder on you, and apparently it's, like, these monsters trying to avenge other monsters on you.
Hey,
and then if you
that griffin, I went to high school with that griffin.
I went to have what have you know? What about that girl in this year that liked blue roses? Blah blah blah. And I was like, but if you actually like spare a whole bunch of monsters, you can bring it up to them. And like, there's a troll, which is hilarious. His name is Poldy. I know. I love the fucking trolls in Witcher. They're so adorable.
So I didn't know saving the monsters was an option.
Yeah, you like the trolls and stuff like that. Like, most of the trolls and stuff like that you can talk to.
Is that only specific to that quest line? Because I don't think I could have spared the griffin. Because I'm still very early in the game.
Like some that you just like, nope, you just gotta kill them. But the griffins are just animals, but like the succubus and like all the godlings that you help and all the trolls that you can, if they can talk to you, you can talk to them back and then like talk them out of doing dumb stuff.
So answer me this. I kind of went through the default selections at the beginning of the game, so I think my romantic interest was Yennefer.
You could switch to Triss.
But I could just switch to Triss because I'm just inferring from what the game dialogue's telling me. I guess in Witcher 2, I just went with Triss because I was amnesiac or something.
Yeah. You're like, but I lost my memory. Like, I don't remember!
And then Yennefer's like, bitch, please. I've heard that a million times.
Yeah, like, whatever. Fuck you. That's my friend. Blah, blah, blah.
Na-na-na.
And you can tell, you can straight up play like, nope, we're not together. Sorry. Because that's what I did a few months ago.
But
I was like, I cannot handle this bitch.
You chose Triss, I guess?
I chose Triss.
Hmm.
And apparently in the expansion that's coming up, you can actually have another love interest.
Ooh.
That's not either. Which, I mean, if some people are like, whatever, I don't care about Triss and I don't care about Yennefer, like, let me, you know, try this lady out, I guess. So, yeah, I played that. I played a little bit of Hohokam in front of Nick, my boyfriend, who's like, what
classic.
Is this? And I was like, it's called Hohokam. So he watched me, he's like, this is weird. And I was like, yeah, I know, isn't it adorable?
It's, he's like, uh-huh. It sounds like my experience with Bro Home, which was the PS Plus game for this month. Kind of a modern day sort of platformer.
I've got it, that and Super Time Force downloaded.
Yep, me too. Super Time Force is fun. I don't know how much I'll dig into it because I got a PS4 2 weeks ago and I already have a backlog that's kind of massive. And there's a 20th anniversary PSN sale. And I wanted to get Diablo 3 anyway, but they have like the Ultimate Edition with all the DLC for like $35.
Oh my god.
And it's like, this might be a potential gameplay with my girlfriend because I know she likes these kind of games sometimes.
Nick has played it a lot and now he's playing League of Legends and Hearthstone.
Kayla, if you need a sparring partner for Hearthstone, I'm your man.
I'll tell him. and then I hopped back into Goddess for some weird, dumb reason.
The Goddess Miyamoto.
The Molyneux game he had to leave because he fucked it up. Because
he screwed up?
Yeah. Huge. Still a good game. So I'm still playing it on PC and my iPad. Ooh. I go back and forth. So I'm just like, I wonder, I'm just going to play it on here. Then I'll play it on the PC because I've got more shit going on. Because I restarted it. Because every time, like, I don't know, it's weird. And then I got the last two of the Dragon Age DLCs.
Two of them came out today or just the one big one?
No, just the one, but one came out a couple months ago and I was too much into The Witcher. I was just like, I can't do this. So yeah, I was just like, the second one, which is called The Descent, because I finally finished like the first one that came out, the Jaws of Hakan. I was like, I just should finish this. That wasn't too bad. I actually liked it, and I got some really nice stuff out of it, just like good weapons and stuff. The Descent was cool because it went super deep into the Deep Roads, like past the Deep Roads, and it showed like another fucking world. Like the Lyrium is alive. Like it's supposed to be like
is that a realm? What do you mean alive?
Like it's actually alive.
But what is it?
Lyrium?
Yeah.
Lyrium is a stone stuff that they use to like kind of like mana for like mages and shit.
Yeah. So it's,
but Templars can have it too because it helps them deflect mage magic.
But it's a living thing.
Apparently, it's like, and the dwarves are immune to it. Like they just go crazy if they're wanted a lot because they're the ones that actually like mine it.
Ah, okay.
So you did so like. there's these earthquakes going on, so you go in to investigate, and there's this dwarf scholar, they're called Shapers. She's like, I think it's this thing called the Titan. And you're like, ah, fuck, what? And apparently it's this being that, like, can reshape the world, and oh my god, ADT is calling me. Okay, we're gonna have to pause this.
Wait, no, we gotta see what's up. We'll roll with it.
Well, no, my alarm company's calling me.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll talk about Mad Max if you don't mind.
Okay, that's fine.
So, all right, listeners, let me go to Infinite 101 time, just you and me. I've been just tooling around with Mad Max. I actually got a review code for Front Towards Gamer. I guess my life's a little busy and hectic at the moment. It's kind of hard to really sink my teeth into it. Mad Max is from the makers of Just Cause 2, specifically. I think they're actually billing it as the same team made Mad Max. It's very much... I get a lot of Red Dead... Red Faction vibes. Red Faction Guerrilla out of this game specifically. Once you progress in a certain amount of time, your upgrades and like all the stuff with the car, it really throws me back to Red Faction, which is not a bad thing. But you're Mad Max, titular Mad Max, and you're in the desert.
Wait, you're Mad Max?
I am Mad Max. Yes, it's been me the whole time.
Oh, don't do that. Mad Max is better than Bane.
But I'm Tom Hardy. But no, you're Max, and it's...
Did you see the pictures of him in, like, the tidy whities from, like, 2006 MySpace pictures? Or whatever?
Yeah.
My god, it's so fun.
He's such a cool dude.
Ah, so funny. My budgies.
And he might be James Bond, although I feel like people are just propagating that just to, you know...
I want Idris Elba.
Will it into existence. Yeah, I'd be fine with Idris Elba. He can't just be Heimdall forever. In fact, he probably will die in Ragnarok, I'm assuming, right?
Probably.
I mean, that seems like a pretty... You know, any actor in the Thor movie can just is a get-out-of-free card in that movie.
Gotta go, bye!
See ya, Apocalypse! But then again, they might try to do the female Thor stuff out of that, who knows. Ragnarok could be very interesting, but...
It could be.
Back to Mad Max, as I said, it had a lot of Red Faction Guerrilla vibes, and it's all central to upgrading your car. And you make it better at drifting and, like, slamming into other cars. The car combat is very fun. Like, a step above games like Borderlands, where the car is just this tool to get you from point A to point B. Mad Max deals with that in a much more fun way, where... Remember in Fury Road, there's giant guys on poles, like...
Yeah, the Circus Ole guys.
Yeah, they're there, and there's no doof warrior, a warrior.
God damn it!
But there's just some wacky individuals. Like a lot of them are on convoys in like groups of five, and it's fun just to take like all of his little grunts out one at a time before you like basically shoot the passenger while like you're right next to him. Like gunplay is very subdued in Mad Max. It's not a gun game that's full of bullets. You know, like.
Well, I'm sure they have to kind of,
You're it's not even a shooter. Like, you're never going to have more than, like, three or four bullets in any given gun. They're mainly used for, like, takedowns and, like, it's like an extension of the combat. Not just, like, gunplay. Or, like, guns aren't really a factor. And you can use them for, like, cool finishing moves and stuff. But the combat's very WB, you know, Shadow of Mordor, Batman combat. And it's kind of like the new
Warner Brother combat.
Pretty much. You know, you have a lot of parries, you have a lot of like heavy and light attacks you can mix up. It's not that hard. but they throw in a few mixes. Like there's a war crier, which is this dude suspended up by like a crane or a rope or something, and all he does is get the guys pumped up, and the grunts will be like twice as strong and twice as fast. So you take him out and take those buffs away. But all the grunts are buffed up, so it's hard for you to take them out. And a lot of the time, you won't even have a bullet to spare, so you gotta find a new way to blow him up. Like, you could set, like, two gas cans under him, have one blow up, and then it's kind of like Samson's Morph Ball Bombs, where it'll blow up one, raise the other one into the air, and then that'll blow up. It's kind of interesting, actually. But it takes a while to get to that awesomeness, I will say. Like, the first couple hours, you're just kind of just driving around, getting scrap, and tooling around with your hunchback friend, Chumbucket. So, it's... I don't have final thoughts on it, because I haven't beaten the game yet, obviously. But it has gotten better as I keep playing. So I'll still definitely keep tabs on it. See what it's a very good. I think it's a pretty solid game so far. Like mechanically, I don't love the thing where you have to hold the button to do stuff. Like you have to hold X to get into the back of the truck. And sometimes the prompts. Okay, so you know how in Zelda you have to stand right in front of the treasure chest, like just or right in front of a ladder. And if you're not, like, right in front of it, you won't have the prompt.
Yeah.
Mad Max is the same
you
thing.
You have to, like, try and pixel hunt.
You have to, you have to, like, position yourself directly in front of a thing. Otherwise, you won't even get on it. So if I'm, like, running from a few goons trying to go up a ladder, I have to line myself up, like, perpendicular to the ladder. It's kind of annoying that way. And then with your car, like, there's like, 7 different things you can do. On 3 different button presses, so you have to be 100% sure of what you're going to do, because there's a big difference between like hopping in your car to drive it and then hopping in the back of your car to snipe. Which actually, that's another cool mechanic is sniping. You don't have a sniper rifle; you have basically a giant sniper in the back of your truck or car that you'll snipe out of, and you usually only have like 3 or 4 bullets. So you're mainly meant to just pick off other snipers with it. But it's not like this mobile gun you take with you. It's basically, like, attached to the car, which I thought was a neat concept. But yeah, Mad Max is fun. It's pretty cool. Like, I want to get my mitts on Metal Gear, so I can't really say for sure if you should try that over Metal Gear. But it's
I've solid. Never really gotten into. I've tried playing it all the Metal Gears at least once. And, man, it never...
It's hard just to... It's hard to just hop in, but I've heard with, like, Ground Zeroes and Phantom Pain, like, that's the easiest. Like, instead of putting all the wacky bullshit into the narrative and the cinematics in this game, it's... That's all in the gameplay. Like, I listened to the most recent Bombcast, and they're just gushing over, like, all the different ways you can tackle objectives in an open-world game. And it... The fail switches where, like, oh, you failed a mission. Like, it's kind of hard to do that. You can tackle a mission in so many different ways that doesn't tend to happen in open world games, right? So, yeah. It's kind of like people have said perfection. Like, the perfected, like, open world stealth. Or open world, like, you know, tactical combat. And it's such a wacky, zany game on top of that. I do want to get my hands on that. But in the meantime, Mad Max, I'd say, is worth your time. Perhaps down the road, maybe if it's on sale or something. I don't know. But I do think it was questionable to release it the same day as Metal Gear. Like, why couldn't you just had it, like, the week after or the week before? Like, Metal Gear is still eating up, like, all the gaming news sites news. Like, everybody's still reading about it and talking about it. And, like, it's still very much in people's minds. And we're the only 2 people who haven't played it.
Oh, I'm sure there's other people who haven't played it.
Oh, yeah, but it's just based on all the conversations I'm hearing online. It's just like, well, I'm clearly missing out. But I still need to play Ground Zeroes, which was free on PS Plus, but I don't think I put it in my cart, so I might just have to buy it. It's only like 15, 20 bucks, so. But that's the big one for game, like, big AAA games I've been playing. I dabbled in Witcher, but I didn't get that far. Like, I slayed the Griffin, and that's probably, like, only an hour. Wasn't that hard, really. I keep forgetting which sword is for, like, humanoids, and which sword is for, like, magic beasts. Is silver for human, like, fighting humans?
No, silver is for beasts, and steel is for humans. Steel's... But usually, like... Geralt will pull automatically.
Oh, it'll, like, just go, oh, this is a magic beast. I'm going to pull out this sword reflexively.
Yeah, if they attack you, he'll pull out, but is the appropriate sword. but if not, it's the right D-pad for silver, the left for steel.
And, like, I haven't been leveling up or anything, but that Griffin was pretty cake, I gotta say. The first Griffin you fight, like, after...
Yeah, you'll
I'm sure it'll get harder.
It'll get harder.
I'm sure it will, but...
Like, you'll see a whole bunch of skulls over things, and you're like, I can't do this!
I can't, they're too strong.
Running away!
But, I'm enjoying it so far. I'm not super in love with the combat at the moment, but I'm very early in it. Like, I wasn't super in love with the combat of Skyrim at first, but I eventually grew to like it.
That's so. Right. I mean, what?
But Witcher's pretty fun, and I'm gonna dive into it, before the expansion comes out. Which, apparently Witcher 3 is doing exceptionally well for CD Projekt Red. Like, it's... I think it's officially crossed over to, like, the mainstream. It's sold, like, what, 6 or 7 million copies in the first 6 weeks?
Well, good for them, because...
They deserve it.
I remember hearing about the first Witcher, and I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, you've come a long way since the first Witcher, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. So...
But I played a bunch of games at PAX, actually. some smaller indie games, some bigger games. Like, I played some Rock Band 4, Battleborn...
Battle Bjork.
I actually have a list of what I played, because I actually played a fair amount. one of the highlights was this game called 20XX, which is a spiritual.
Spiritual.
Let's say inspired by Mega Man X.
Okay, there we go.
I
kind of hate that thing on. It's a spiritual successor to... And I'm like, nope.
Well, it's not, because the same people didn't make it. It's just... It's very clearly inspired by Mega Man X. It's a co-op, procedurally generated, so like random levels. Basically, that a procedural Mega Man X, where you and your partner...
Like, I'll get you for this Mega Man.
Yeah, maybe you know Mega Man.
Mega Man. I can't do it. Sorry.
Fucking Elmer Fudd. Energy resources.
For the wabbit.
But the art style is really cool. Like, it's this very visually striking 2D sort of art style, like hand-drawn looking. I really enjoyed it. I played a bit of PAX. I think it might be on early access on Steam right now. I have to check my notes. But that was pretty fun. I played this game called Vermintide, which is kind of like medieval Left 4 Dead. Like, it's very... Uh-huh. Like, there's... A lot of it screams Left 4 Dead, to be honest. Like, the silhouettes when you can't see your teammates. Like, how the rats work when they attack you. Because like, there's these just giant mutant rats that attack you. And you just cleave your way through all of them. Like, they're nothing. Kind of like the zombies in Left 4 Dead, how they're not that big a deal. It's the special ones that are the big deal.
And they're like, Father God!
And that, yeah, they basically... No. They have their version of the hunter. They have their version of, like, you know, ranged attackers. But it was pretty fun, and they gave me like a, another early access key. I had no idea early access was this widespread, to be honest. what else? Did you play Super Hexagon?
Super Hexagon?
It's the puzzle game where you're basically this little dot that's moving in between these hexagons. It's like a rhythm game. I'm guessing. Not.
Probably something like that?
Jen Frank was the voice of the game. Like, she was, like, the menu, but voices, kind of like in any other game. Okay, well,
so I might have to
point,
find it.
Point is, I played a game called Just Shapes and Beats, which is similar to Super Hexagon in that it's... Your movement is very much in tune with the beat that's going on, the music, the sound. And it's very, like, chiptunes-y, modern, sort of Onimonoguchi-like. And you're like, a tiny little rocket ship. And if you press a button, you'll, like, phase through stuff for, like, a second. And you're invincible during that time. So you're basically avoiding obstacles in time with that phasing ability. I'm probably not giving it the best sell right now, but I had a lot of fun with it. It's a co-op, like, co-op four-player game where you're not really fighting each other. You're all trying to survive to the end of the level. But I'm probably not selling it right, so you might want to look the game up on YouTube. It's called just Sounds and Beats, I believe, or Shapes and Beats. I think I actually have their card, but it was fun. What else? I played a little bit of Street Fighter V, which was a pretty modern build. They had English voice acting and a bunch of other characters. What else? There's the Shovel Knight DLC, and they had the Shovel Knight amiibo there. It's just like, please give me.
I saw that, and...
Give me that, please. Exclusive content.
Like, some people will love this.
No, I almost wanted just for the exclusive content in Shovel Knight. Because, like, I thought ever since the PlayStation and Xbox versions came out with their exclusive stuff, I'm like, well, the Wii U's going to get shafted. No, it turns out they're getting, like, a whole co-op mode and stuff. And,
oh dear.
Along with the Plague of Shadows expansion, which is... Oh, that'll be fun. Shovel Knight is good stuff. I recommend it to anybody.
No, I'm just kidding.
Did you ever play it? Or,
No, I don't think I ever have.
It's worth a shot. Like, it's... You might want to wait for a sale at this point, because...
Okay.
I think it's usually like 15 or 20 bucks, but you get your money's worth. I think it's a pretty fun game. Pound for pound.
Oh.
Yacht Club, they know how to make quality stuff, and that amiibo really just tells me, like, hey, Shovel Knight might be in Smash Brothers DLC. You never know. And that's huge. Like, an indie game character in official Smash Brothers stuff. Because, like, you know, Mega Man, Ryu, Snake, that's crazy, but Shovel Knight's a whole different level of crazy. In a good way.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. There's some other pack stuff, but I'll save the rest of them for my write-ups at FTG. You can check runtowardsgamer.com for a bunch of previews and stuff I did. But while I was at PAX, I also picked up Lara Croft Go for my phone.
Oh yeah?
Which is a puzzle. It's like an isometric puzzle game where you're trying to complete a map or a certain puzzle within a certain amount of steps or parameters, and it's like turn-based in a way. Like, you'll move and then the environment will move around you after you move, and there'll be enemies on screen and stuff, like snakes to worry about, but it's a cute little mobile. It's like $5, you know, and it's a bunch of different levels. Like, it takes advantage of the iPhone and like mobile gaming pretty well, where it's like, the pacing's right. You'll have these couple-minute levels that you can just kind of jump in and out of whenever you want to. I believe it's on Android right now. It's at least on iPhone. I'd say it's for $5. You know, it's worth your time. It's fun. And I like the art style. It's kind of like modern-day PS1, if that makes sense. Like, the textures of a PS1 game, but stylized and modernized.
Okay, I see it.
It's pretty solid. I like it.
Good.
And I also picked up Pokemon Shuffle for my phone, because that came out. So, I'll dabble with it. Like, it's not... I'm never going to pay for anything in it, but it's fun.
Was it the one that I got on
3DS?
Yes.
Yep. Same one.
Oh, God.
Now it's on phones.
I
mean, I'm not surprised. When that Nintendo DNA merger happened, I honestly thought this would be like the first thing. And then it was.
Well, you are right. Bravo.
Boom. I am Nostradamus of video games.
Oh, dear.
I will signal the end of
time. You're going to bathe every, like, once a month.
Halo 5, day and date on PC. Boom.
Sick calling it. That we're doing
calling
that
my
hard.
Shots.
Please don't.
Well, honestly, if Microsoft did want to take PC gaming seriously, they would do that. I mean, come on. It is their flagship Xbox title, but... I don't know a lot of people who would choose the PC version over the console version if they had a choice. Now, people who don't have Xbox Ones, they would obviously get the PC version. It's things like Killer Instinct on PC is a small step, but we'll see what happens. So, sorry, I was talking to Reese a lot. He's like very much an Xbox and PC gamer, so it's cool getting his insight. Triscuitable, you might know him as.
Yep.
Getting his insight on a bunch of different Xbox and PC stuff was pretty neat, because he's very much invested in that ecosystem. I mean, he writes
That's
for an
cool.
Xbox game site, so... that actually might do it for me. Yeah, I mean, you know I play Smash Brothers and Hearthstone all the time, so it pretty much goes without saying at this point. But the new Hearthstone expansion launched, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. I can see the argument where it might be harder for new people to just hop into the game because there's all these expansions, but they have like two or three different modes for players who don't buy the expansions. Like Arena and Tavern Brawl are pretty much made for people who don't want to spend money on the expansions and still have fun with Hearthstone. So, to each their own. I'm trying to delve into the world of esports more for school, my school, because I'm a tech writer at my school, but I end up writing more about video games and stuff than anything else. And nobody writes about esports, and it's a very lucrative market, at least at my school. So I've been kind of putting my finger to the pulse of local gaming scenes. It's actually kind of interesting, like being a beat reporter for that kind of thing. So, you know, you have your things like Hearthstone and Smash Brothers that I play anyway, and now I'm just covering it semi-professionally. Let's see. Barring that, I think that is all the video games I've been playing.
Yeah, I haven't been playing anything else. And I haven't been reading any comics.
Is there any
comics I want?
Kayla.
I
randomly got my sister let me borrow her tablet, and she had Star-Lord and Kitty Pride, which is just like three-issue little thing. I mean, it's just this cute little spin-off thing, and I don't think it has anything to do with Secret Wars, but I did see God Doom, so no, God Doom was just Drax in an outfit, like he was just like pretending to be him and just scare the shit out of, I think, Magneto. But it was cool. We can talk about comics, I guess, a little later, or what we can talk about anything we want, pretty much. So, you didn't read any comics?
Okay, I read a couple, only because all the comics I wanted to read were not
available
at the moment, because there wasn't a new Bitch Planet, there's no new Sex Criminals, and no new Wicked and Divine.
There's new Saga.
No, Saga's on hiatus.
Really?
Volume 5 is out, so it's collected.
And I also read the Deadpool Thanos team up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It's cute. It's kind of gory in actually how they treat Deadpool, but Deadpool's able to kind of take that. And Thanos just like beating the shit out of him. Like he literally looks like a flattened bloody pancake of Deadpool. But it's pretty interesting how they like dabble with death and how Thanos kind of like cursed him with the eternal life thing.
That's cool.
It's kind of neat, and it's funny in that weird Deadpool way. So, but it's not like chimichangas. Like it's not just all that.
I've read a couple of the issues of the DC Bombshells.
Mm-hmm.
Where like it's a weekly. But it's, like, the DC, like, women superheroes in the Bombshell universe. So, like, all, like, World War II is going on. So, all the men who would be superheroes are not. And so, it's all the women that are taking over. Yeah. And I read the first one. It was Batwoman. Yeah. It's Batwoman. And they even play her as gay, which is good. Because she is. And she lives with the police captain. She's like, let's just, you know, go to the country and have a dog boarding breeder place called Mutt Hatton. And I was like, oh my god, that's adorable. And then, of course, Wonder Woman and Supergirl, who is Russian. Supergirl is Russian, along with, what's her name? Stargirl?
Starfire?
No, not Starfire, but Stargirl, like...
You lost me.
Yeah, she's like a girl from the Justice Society of America. She's like a B or C tier. She's not like JLA. It's weird. So they're cousins or something. And then Mira, of course. And Wonder Woman. And her and Mira broke Steve, what's his nuts? The guy. whatever. Her boyfriend, who is an American pilot or whatever, who fell on their island and some nonsense, whatever.
Hmm.
Like, broke him out of jail and are like, going to save the United States. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And that's all I've read. It was like 3 issues, I think. And that's pretty much it. So.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot digging into Star-Lord and Kitty Pryde. It's kind of fucked up. It's like a multiverse thing, right? Because that's what Secret Wars is. And it's weird, like, now Gambit's the collector. It's some funny little roles you wouldn't expect to be, like, shoes you wouldn't expect to be filled by those characters. But, like, I guess in wherever this version of Star-Lord is, like, him and Kitty Pryde was a thing. But now he's after the Ultimates, Kitty Pryde, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different dynamic. And, like, obviously she's not that into him at first, but it's a pretty fun arc. It's 3 issues, so it's not huge, but... And Drax is, like, this cool, like, Elvis wingman kind of guy. He has this weird, pompadour headpiece that you would expect Drax to have. But it's a cute little thing. Like, I mean, I didn't pay for it, but I'm glad I actually read it, so... And I'm catching up. There's, like, 15 issues of Silver Surfer. I'm surprised it wasn't canceled. But I'm catching up with all of that right now, so... Dan Slott's run on Silver Surfer is pretty strong, so... But actually, that might do all of us for comics this week. We could just head into a little break there and come on back and see what we can do.
So, okay. And we'll be back on the flip side.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.